Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments in Public Access Television.
And I started dating more assertive girls, you know, the type that come out and pick you up. The type that aren't afraid to come up and say, "Hey, what's your name? You seem like a pretty nice guy." But I had to draw the line when I took her to my apartment, or when she took me to her apartment. I go to use the bathroom and there's a condom machine inside her own bathroom. Inside her own bathroom. And if that wasn't it, my gosh, it ought to be, it was empty. Kids, the condom machine was empty. I couldn't believe it. An empty condom machine in the girl's bathroom. Oh, I have a buddy who just got a gold card. Man, he is a really sad case. He invited a girl out on a date for a shopping spree. He said no. She said no. He got a gold card, invited her out for a shopping spree, and the girl said no. Man, I'll tell you what, I have another buddy whose pickup line is, "Hey, which one of you girls is going down on me?" As they turn away and walk off, he all looks up to us and explains, What did I say? Oh, man, we've been laughing at him for that one for about the past 20 years, holy cow. He's the biggest geek I know. But it's time to move on through the big show. It's time to move on through the dancing girls. It's time to move on through the graphics that we've got coming up. And it's time to move on to the number three thing that would be on my show if I ever had a show. And that's a whole different kettle of fish. The techno. Let's hear some music, boys.
What kind of expression is... "That's a whole other kettle of fish"? Never heard that one before. Hey, freaks, it's Wednesday, August 6, 2008, coming up on the program today. How many times do we have to go over this? There is no such thing as a door-to-door underwear researcher. Plus, Greek-style decapitations? Decapitation with a Mediterranean flavor. And is it a bear or is it a woman? Who cares? Let's just shoot at it. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes! Timothy James Henson back here with you for the Wednesday show. Thank you so much for checking out the podcast. Got a great show for you today. You know, at the top of the program, a lot of guys have this fantasy that they would love to be porn stars. Think about it. You get to bang all sorts of chicks every day. That's all you do. You fuck for a living. On the surface, it sounds fantastic. And I don't want to be the one to always burst your bubble or be a buzzkill or whatever, but I gotta tell you, sometimes being in porno movies sucks. No pun intended. For anyone who is thinking about a career in the adult arts, I want you to first take a listen to this clip. You may just have a change of heart. All right, here we go.
"Alex, just go wipe off a little bit."
All right. The guy's saying, "Alex, please go wipe off." Uh-huh. Why? Why does she need to wipe off? What does she have on her?
"Alex, just go wipe off a little bit."
"Honey, do you have a yeast infection?"
"No." "No."
"What's that? Did you put something in your pussy?"
"No."
"That's a yeast infection."
She's got a yeast infection! This quite possibly could be the greatest clip I've ever played on the show.
"What's that? Did you put something in your pussy?"
"No."
Like, everyone is staring at her, like, what could that be? Did you put something in there? What are those juices coming out?
"That's a yeast infection." "It's real yeast. Yeah, that's yeast, baby."
"I'm on any antibiotics at all."
"Yeah, who cares? That has nothing to do with a yeast infection, lady."
"That's not from antibiotics. Because you do scenes and you put cock in your ass to your pussy, or you..."
He's trying to explain to her why she could possibly have a yeast infection. Well, you get banged 7 to 10 times a day. All that lube and different cocks plowing in and out of you.
"Because you do scenes and you put cock in your ass to your pussy, or you... lube, it just changes your pH balance."
"Yeah, or you don't wash down there after being fucked with all that lube still in your cunt."
"When it going, if it comes out, you have to go and you have to douche it out."
Yeah, so she's wiping with a paper towel all this nasty, yeasty juice coming out. And he's like, "Look, all right, if any more comes out, you're going to have to douche it out, baby." Douche it out.
I'm going. If it,
douche it out.
Come more comes out, you have to go and you have to douche it out.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you just want me to go douche right now?
Why don't you do that? So?
Yeah, that would probably be the best. Now, what really floors me is the guys in the scene still have boners. Like, just another day on the job. SSDD, baby.
When it going, if it come more comes out, you have to go and you have to douche it out.
Douche it out.
Why don't you do that so we before we go into the scene? Right. It's not going to look good. We have to keep stopping.
Right.
You're dripping from your ass,
I am. What?
Yeah, this is after she douches. She comes back and it's still dripping out of her ass.
You're dripping from your ass,
I am. Sweat or lean?
Yeah, sweat. She's like, is it sweat or is it lube? How about C? Rotten fungal cunt juice. Because that's what it is.
Sweat or lube? Oh, that's lube.
Yeah, she rolls it around on her finger and sniffs it. She's like, oh, that's lube.
Yeah.
I'd recognize that scent anywhere.
Oh, that's lube.
Yeah. Don't talk long.
Oh, well, I don't have to go because there's nothing really on here.
It's okay, then. Just...
It's like I'm not drippy anymore.
Yeah, let's get let's get the fucking
fool. Faster, take it out. Is it going to bleed
again? Okay, wait.
No, is it bleeding? No.
Faster?
No, 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 no.
Is it bleeding now? She's like the least sexy porn star ever.
Okay, guys, high energy.
Okay, there you go. Yeasty porn stars. Yummy. I've got a great news video from CNN. I can't believe Distorted View didn't report on this story.
Martez Briscoe was working the drive-thru when a car full of angry transvestites pulled up to his window.
Me and Luke trying to look like women.
Drag queen.
Transsexual, what they were.
The whistle go, woo, woo!
Drag queen. Transsexual, what they were.
Are you sure they weren't leprechauns? I want to know where to go at.
There was an argument at the window. That's when things started to get a little strange.
Well, they come to the one, tap that tap. I'm still ignoring, talking no to them. So I get there, just them off even worse.
Three drag queens jumped out of the car, ran into the restaurant armed with a tire iron, and started swinging at employees. But not before they disrobed, kicking off their stiletto boots, hoop earrings, and jackets.
And they just decided they want to start a fight with the crew at McDonald's here. And they began to get ready to fight, taking off clothing to fight.
He swung, hit my mountains, and my mountains swung, hit back. So then when we started coming up, so they stepped back.
What?
Taking off their shoes, boots, you know what I'm saying? Whatever else they had to do to feel satisfied to fight.
What the hell was that last part?
You know what I'm saying? Whatever else they had to do to feel satisfied to fight.
What? Can someone translate that for me?
You know what I'm saying? Whatever else they had to do to feel satisfied to fight. You know what I'm saying? Whatever else they had to do to feel satisfied to fight. To feel satisfied to fight. To feel satisfied to fight.
I don't understand one fucking word. Were there words in that sentence?
Albert Bolton has band-aids covering scratches where one of the drag queens mauled him with his fingernails.
I was fighting with him. I was trying to get him. I was protecting him. You know what I'm saying? I was trying to get him out. And then he scratched me.
About that time, the manager grabbed a pot of hot French fry grease.
Oh, Jesus.
And launched it at them. One of the drag queens retaliated, smacking the manager in the head with a wet floor sign, sending him away in an ambulance. And before they drove off, they smashed in the drive-thru window.
Another day. That's all it is. Just another day.
There you go. I thought that news report was really great. Got one more piece of audio for you. I guess we'd classify this as a Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee.
It's a beautiful, 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 beautiful day.
There you go. Very nice, Linda Finkel. Apparently in a duet with Alex Jones.
To them, children being torn limb from limb is beautiful. Their guts flopping out and splattering all over the ground.
Thank you very much, Alex Jones. This is a young boy. Like, he sounds even girlier than Electro Baby. He sound like his test, they haven't dropped yet at all. This kid is singing, it's a boy named Andy, and he's going to sing Mariah Carey's Touch My Body. Okay.
Hey guys, it's Andy here, and I'm just really tired because I sing the song over and over until I can get it right. And I couldn't make a boy version of the song.
Sounds like Darth Vader is in the background.
Because it was really hard. And I'm really tired, so I'm just going to sing the original version of Mariah Carey, Touch My Body.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, here we
Mariah Carey, Touch My Body, as sung by a little boy.
A place to be,
There are very few things in this world that I hate more than little kids singing. I just think they sound awful.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Ah! I know you've been waiting for it, I'm waiting too. In my imagination, I'd be all up on you. I know that you got me fever for me, 102.
Should a 7-year-old be singing the song?
And girl, I know you feel the same way, touch through the room. Camera up in here, then it's gonna leave with me when I do. There's a camera up in here, then I best not check this flick on YouTube. Cause if you run your mouth and brag about the secret rent of deuce, I will hunt.
The whole song's about sex.
You down. Cause baby, I'm up all in my business like a Wendy and a deuce. You and my, touch my body, put me on the floor, rest me around, play with me some more. Touch my body, throw me on the bed. I just wanna make you feel like you never did. Touch my body, let me rock my thighs, all around your waist. Just take a little taste.
Touch. How are you tonight?
I'm sorry, who are you?
I am Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC, and we're doing a story on computer predators.
Oh, this probably looks bad.
Yeah?
Look, I'm not a pedophile. I was just playing a clip of a young boy singing Touch My Body.
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad.
Oh. Thank you.
Can I rape you anally?
I guess I'm kind of confused as to why you're here. Are you busting me or do you want me to rape you? Not sure exactly what you're asking.
Would you like to take me in your mouth? I can't control my horny level.
I had no idea you were into guys.
Well, I don't do guys, but if you want to, you can do me.
Okay. All right, well, thank you very much, Chris Hansen. I'll get back to you on that one.
I cannot believe that I'm actually thinking about blanking your blank.
Okay, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. If you're not a member of the Sideshow, it's only $5 a month or $50 a year. It takes just a second to sign up. Superfreaksideshow.com is the address, and when you do sign up, you'll get a username and password sent to you. With that, you can log into the Sideshow. You'll also get a special password-protected RSS feed, and that feed contains everything. Every normal episode of the show, exclusive shows, extended shows, videos, it's all right there for you. So if you have, like, iTunes or something, you know, all of the exclusive content and normal shows will be downloaded for you. You can also get it on, of course, the Sideshow website. Yesterday we did a bonus episode. We did an exclusive show for you. Today I've got a video cast for you, Sideshow freaks. If you like Distorted View, support the program. Again, it's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. Three quick stories and then we'll get the hell out of here. First story we have for you today, I've got to commend the dude in this story for having gigantic balls. Let me ask you this. Say you had children, right? All right? You had a happy house, you had a wife and a couple kids or whatever. And some guy came to your door, ringing your doorbell, ding dong, and he says, "Hi, my name is Walter Pegansore, and I'm with an underwear research company. Can I come in your house for a few seconds and sniff your children's underwear? It'll take just a moment." That's pretty much what went down in Cincinnati. A grand jury indicted a man accused of misleading parents to gain access to their partially clothed children earlier this year. Prosecutors say Ben Hawkins, 44, told parents that he worked for Springfield Research, a fictitious company, and asked for assistance as part of a marketing survey. Hawkins... So stupid, Springfield Research. Yeah, our parent company is Vandalay Industries. You may remember them. They're a large importer-exporter of latex. Hawkins met with the parents and children who range in age from 9... Ooh, so young, so tender, so soft... to 16 years old, and moved the children to a separate area where he asked them to remove their clothing so he could inspect their underpants.
"I'm in my 40s, but guarantee that I'm not some old guy wanting to perv a young boy."
Down, Chris Hansen. Down, boy. The grand jury indicted him on 9 counts of importuning, 7 counts of kidnapping, and 3 counts of gross sexual imposition. Deputies have identified 11 victims so far.
"Yep, I knew it. You're a horny little 13-year-old girl."
She may be horny and little, but she's still a victim. According to authorities, Hawkins committed these crimes from March 1st through July 25th in several Hamilton County cities, including Amberley Village, St. Bernard, Springdale, and Harrison. Authorities said he had previous convictions on charges connected with the attempted use of minors for sexual purposes. If convicted on all 19 counts, Hawkins could face up to 105 years in prison. So there you go. Second story we have for you today, a 40-year-old man killed his girlfriend on the Greek island of Santorini. Barely got that out. Beheaded her and then tried to flee in a patrol car. Cue Benny Hill music. He ran over two women doctors who were riding on motorcycles before he was caught by police. The unnamed suspect was shot by police five times and is undergoing surgery at an island hospital. He's probably holding the woman's decapitated head as he was doing it. You'll never catch me! throwing the decapitated head at police. yes, initially the man roamed the village of Vorvolos or something, exhibiting the woman's head. Oh yeah, he was proud of that. Look what I got! When a policeman tried to handcuff him, the suspect knifed the officer and flung the victim's head into a patrol car. So he took the head with him. The suspect then made off in a second patrol car and ran over the motorcycle before he was caught. The two doctors suffered multiple fractures. The suspect from northern Greece was reported to have worked at a local restaurant before going batshit crazy. The victim, said to be in her mid to late 20s, was a teacher in a local village. Police, though, are not commenting on the case. Final story we have for you today. This one comes from Washington. Oh, I hate when people say that. Don't you hate when... Oh, I gotta go wash my clothes. Oh. All right. That has nothing to do with this story. A woman was fatally shot by a bear hunter. A 14-year-old bear hunter.
Do you have any body hair?
Chris, leave him alone.
I'm horny for you.
Stop it.
I like rape.
Chris...
Maybe you will bleed a lot for the first time.
No! Back to the story here. Investigators said one of the hunters, a 14-year-old boy from Concrete, Washington, spotted what he thought was a bear and fired a round, fatally wounding Pamela Almaly. Now here's the thing. Maybe it's best that she died. Because if she would have lived through this, I don't know how you could go on after learning that people have mistaken you for a bear. You're so enormous or hairy, people get you confused with a bear. Deputies said a preliminary investigation indicates that Almaly was stopped on the trail, putting something into her backpack. Are you sure it wasn't a picnic basket? It's all making sense now. All right. She put something in her backpack when the hunter mistook her for a bear. Family and friends of Almaly said she loved the outdoors and spent a lot of her free time hiking. This is why I don't leave the house, and I'm not that fond of nature. Nature will kill you. Or a 14-year-old boy with a gun who is out in nature will kill you. Still, I blame nature. Nature had a hand in this. Amelie's sister-in-law said, We find comfort in the fact she died doing what she loved to do. Oh, okay, so apparently she loved being shot in the head with a round of gunfire. And then flopping around in pain for a good 10-15 minutes before being put out of her misery. That's what she considered a good time. At least she died doing what she loved. We knew she wasn't in pain. It was quick. We knew she didn't have any fear. That's comforting to us. But there's a hole in the family. Also in Almaly's chest. The victim's family said it has compassion for the young hunter and his family, but at the same time, it's having a hard time understanding how this could have happened. Quote, it's a tragedy. He made a grave mistake that has affected many lives. Chris Hansen, do you have anything to add to that?
I might want to cut you a little. Suck on your blood.
Nice. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alrighty, let's check in with my freaky deekios.
Hey, Tim, Jigu.
Jigu.
This is Eric from Pittsburgh, the guy you accused of freeloading on the sideshow. Since it's your birthday, I thought I'd get myself something cool, and I'm going to subscribe to your sideshow.
Aww.
I hope you have a happy birthday, dude.
Thank you very much. These voicemails are from August 1st, so I might have a couple birthday messages here.
Timmy, this is Ricky Afghanistan from the Pacific Northwest, America.
Okay.
I was just listening to you talking about Cornswald, and I wanted to tell you that you have fucking scored, because if his website actually says that stuff that's not true about you, you have a great libel and slander suit. It's something that's usually extremely difficult to prove, but unless somebody's dumb enough to actually put bullshit that's outright lies on
their website. How hard is it to prove that I'm not on food stamps or whatever?
I mean,
you can check with the government, I guess.
Then it's not. So I suggest you take some screenshots before he has a chance to remove said slander.
And I think everyone should start leaving comments on Cornswald's post saying that I'm currently getting my litigation or my lawsuit ready.
Take it to a lawyer, because I guarantee you have a real case. You could actually sue Cornswald.
I would love
to. Even if you're not after the money, you got to realize.
Oh, no.
It would be great for the show, first off. You'd probably get press if you had a real
That's what I'm most desperately after.
Going against Cornswall.
Press and listeners.
On top of that, it would piss off Cornswall to no end.
And
it would be pretty interesting. Plus, I really do think you'd have a real case. You could probably get some money. I would definitely look into it, Tim.
Cornswall doesn't have any money.
He's printing lies about you right there for everybody to read.
Yeah. I'm going to have to check Cornswall's website, see if there's any new posts about me. Every time I check, it's something new.
Happy birthday to me. Tim Henson has the human Bodily virus. My name is Victoria, and I'm 15 years old, and I don't care what my mama says, I'm going to have a baby.
All right. Thank you very much, Ms. Computer. Another Katy Perry parody, I guess.
Hey, Tim, it's Polonium. Listener of 4 years and Sideshow member since the beginning. And
nice.
I just had a You Know You're a Freak When moment. I went to my grandmother's house and went to go open her garage for her. And it realized it was made by Henderson, and I fell over on the floor laughing and screaming about the equine castration instrument. And I couldn't really explain to the rest of my family why I was doing that. So, yep.
They make a whole line of products.
My family
yes.
confused about me. Thanks.
Was a Know You're a Freak moment.
Jagoo, Tim. This is Sideshow member Heather, just calling to wish you a happy birthday.
Thank you.
I noticed on yesterday's show you said we hadn't inducted anyone into the Linda Finkel Hall of Fame. And I think the first person that should go in is Wings, since she started a lot of this.
Yes, that's true.
Also, for us Sideshow members, do you think you should either upload the videos or post links to them, the ones that you play on the show, so we can more easily watch them?
That's something that we might be able to do. Some of the videos I could probably do that for. We could have like a whole section. I probably wouldn't post them on the feed. It might be just a section of the website. That might be something I can do. Sure.
Hey, Timmy, it's Matt and Jesse from the Jam Hole. We just wanted to say happy birthday to you, you motherfucker. Happy birthday to you, you little cocksucker. Happy birthday to Tim Henson of Distorted View, you punk ass motherfucking bitch. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you,
cocksucker. We love you.
All right. Well, thank you very much. A couple more here.
Hello, Tim. Jagoo. This is the Sharmarkowski impersonator. I thought it was funny. You were reading the story about Rome. I must have been like 10 days back, or 10 programs back. And there's a story about a kid in Rome. The father bashed the daughter's head against the monument.
The goddamn
and
radiator.
It said that he was in the hospital, Gesù, Bambino Gesù. You said it was the name of the guy. In Italian, that actually means baby Jesus. So you fucked it up. Bye, Tim.
What else is new? I don't even know what I said wrong there. I didn't understand what he was saying, but I have no doubt that I did fuck something up.
Hello, Tim. I'd like to wish you a happy birthday. This is Johnny Motherfucking M from Minnesota.
Hi, Johnny.
And I was just wanting to share with you my plan for my next birthday.
Okay.
I plan on following my mom around for 36 hours, because that's how long she was in labor for me, and every about 10 minutes, just punching her right in the gut. Hope that sounds like a good idea.
I love
have
that
nice
idea.
Day.
You're an asshole. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD, as in oh God.
Are you sexy naked?
But, thank you, Chris. Vote for us a podcast, Ali. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. We'll see you guys back tomorrow for the Big Thursday Show. Until then, bye, everybody.
Please support the United Negro College Fund.